We'll see you there.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is FreeTalkLive.com. I was just sent an interesting story, actually one that's kind of surprising, about Mother Teresa. You know, the old lady who supposedly helped poor people.
In India?
In India. And she's passed away, I think, over the past couple of years.
It's by the way, probably been 4 years.
Has it been that long? I don't know. Anyway, my point on this is, and before I get into the article, is that I would like to recommend that everybody go and find the Penn and Teller BS episode on Mother Teresa and Gandhi. And there was a third person, I think, in that episode, and I don't remember who it was. But basically, Penn and Teller sort of debunking these people from their throne of wonderment. Everybody thinks Mother Teresa was this wonderful woman. And Penn and Teller did some really great digging on their show, BS. And turns out she's not quite what she seemed to be.
Apparently, she died in 97. So,
wow,
that long? Jeez.
Apparently from 1910 to 1997.
I feel like it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I recommend Penn and Teller to really learn about the dirty secrets of Mother Teresa. But
what kind of dirty secrets could Mother Teresa have?
You'll have to go and see the show.
Did Penn and Teller do an expose on Mr. Rogers too?
No, they left him out of that one. But anyway, Mr. Rogers actually.
I think they're running out of things to call BS on.
You would be surprised.
Apparently,
sir,
I would.
If you watch this show. Anyway, that wasn't where I wanted to go with this. It's because this new revelation that's come out about Mother Teresa, obviously Penn and Teller didn't know about. Otherwise, I'm sure they would have included it, because this is fresh. Hit the news yesterday. London, according to CBS News, in life, Mother Teresa was an icon for believers of God's work on earth. Her ministry to the poor of Calcutta was a world-renowned symbol of religious compassion, except it really wasn't. She was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, in fact. In a rare interview in 1986, Mother Teresa told CBS News she had a calling based on unquestioned faith, saying, They are all children of God, loved and created by the same heart of God, she said at the time. But now it has emerged that Mother Teresa was so doubtful of her own faith that she feared being a hypocrite. According to CBS News, in a new book that compiles letters she wrote to friends, superiors, and confessors, her doubts are obvious. Shortly after beginning work in Calcutta's slums, the spirit left Mother Teresa. She wrote, "Where is my faith? Even deep down, there is nothing but emptiness and darkness."
I don't think that this is a revelation, Ian. I think that everybody who has any kind of faith questions it at some point or another.
Well, she supposedly had unquestioned faith. And it's clear now that she did question her faith. In fact, quite significantly so.
This is ludicrous.
She says, "There is nothing but emptiness and darkness. If there
this
be God..."
This was your lead story? Really?
If
this is the best one you could come up with?
Mother
Teresa
this.
One time called herself unquestioned, had said that she had unquestioned faith, but in fact did question her faith at some point?
It looks like
she was.
Is this
because you don't understand faith?
She was pretty seriously questioning her faith, as a matter of fact.
God.
She said, "If there be God, please forgive me." 8 years later, she was still looking to reclaim her lost faith. So this wasn't one letter, Mark.
Look,
this was a series.
I don't know. Anybody who has any kind of faith, whether that faith is in a political system or in a religious system or any kind of in a business they start, I don't think that this is the questioning one's faith, even if one said, "I have unquestioned faith," is any kind of revelation whatever.
Well, I think I was a little bit surprised by this when you see these with these big people in the religious world.
I think the way to come at this is, hey, everybody out there of faith, even Mother Teresa questioned her faith. So keep on keeping on. The right thing.
I think it's interesting because these people who are in religions, these visible, the people that are in charge, if you will, the mega church heads, like, what was that guy's name? Ted Haggard, who was caught, having sex with a gay man and snorting meth off a hunting knife or whatever. you know, I think it's just interesting that we find out that they aren't who they quite claim to be. Yep. That they claim to be the holiest of holy people,
no,
and then it turns out that they're just regular people too.
I think if you ask these people, "Are you the holiest of holy people?" that immediately they will respond, "No, I sin just like everyone else."
What would the Pope say to that?
The Pope wouldn't answer your damn question.
Yeah, exactly.
He's too important. He's managed to make it all up the ladder.
So you then just punches a hole in that claim. Anyway, 8 years later, she was still looking to reclaim her lost faith, writing, quote, "Such deep longing for God, repulsed, empty, no faith, no love, no zeal."
She saw a lot of tragedy in her life there in Bombay or Calcutta, wherever she was, some black hole of desperation that she worked in on a regular basis, watching people starve to death, seeing the poorest of the poor people. Yeah. Maybe she did question her faith now and then. Maybe she
I don't blame her.
Maybe she questioned whether God existed.
She should, because he doesn't. As her fame increased, her faith refused to return. Her smile, she said, was a mask. She wrote, "What do I labor for? If there be no God, there can be no soul. If there be no soul, Jesus, you are also not true." One of the now this is an interesting spin. One of their one of the reverends, Reverend Brian Kolodchuk, says, "These are letters that were kept in the Archbishop's house. He gathered the letters. He's the priest who's making the case to the Vatican for Mother Teresa's proposed sainthood."
She should be made a saint, and she should do it, and they should do it before the 100 years that they normally wait.
He said her obvious spiritual torment actually helps her case.
Quote, I would concur.
"Now we have this new understanding, this new window into her interior life."
Didn't Jesus go out in the desert and question his faith?
Don't ask me. I didn't read that old book.
I understand you didn't read that old book, but I'm just saying that this Mother Teresa only questioned her faith like Jesus questioned his. Mother Teresa is an icon.
You know, I wish I could remember more about the Penn and Teller show. I don't know if you recall, Julia.
It's really fuzzy, so I could be getting this totally wrong, but didn't it have something to do with her stealing money?
Yeah, she was taking a bunch of contributions or something that could have gone to actually help the starving people.
Right, and wasn't she forcing them to starve themselves so that they would die and go to God?
Yeah, it was some sort of God thing. She was claiming that it was good to starve.
Yeah, she was starving poor people. She was taking money.
So she could have helped these starving people who were at her feet starving to death in this hellhole. But she decided to pocket the money for herself. It's very interesting.
She takes a vow of poverty. How is she pocketing it for herself?
You should go and you should watch the show. It's great. Anyway, the Reverend says, "Now we have this new understanding, this new window, and for me, this seems to be most heroic." It's heroic for religious leaders to question their faith. Very interesting spin. According to her letters, Mother Teresa even died with her doubts. She had even stopped praying, she once said. The church decided to keep her letters, even though one of her dying wishes was that they be destroyed. Perhaps now we know why.
You know, what praying means to one person, it can mean something entirely different to another. I don't know everything there is to know about the Catholic religion, but I know that they have to say a lot of Our Fathers and a lot of Hail Marys, which is this rote sort of chanting prayer, as opposed to expressing your feelings, your deepest feelings, and those sort of things to God. The way I was taught to pray as a Protestant is entirely different than, I believe, the way Catholics are taught to pray and the way lots of people are taught to pray. So, take that prayer thing, who knows what that means. And if somebody, if a deeply religious person goes through a short period in their life, whether that short period be days, weeks, months, or a year of not praying, I think that it's just their faith growing. No big deal.
1-800-259-9231. If you've got comments on this, these new revelations about Mother Teresa, is she everything that you thought she once was? And I think it's important to point these things out about these religious leaders because they aren't all that they claim to be. They claim to be very high and mighty and all knowing, but in fact they're just regular people too. And I think it's important to bring them back down to earth if possible.
I hope. That I do as many terrible things in this life as Mother Teresa did.
Really? Because she did some pretty awful things. Forcing people to starve to death.
Look,
or...
so she believes in fasting? I believe that fasting's good for your soul, too.
I think when you fast, your plan is to actually start eating again at a later point.
Right, and when you fast, you make a choice to start fasting yourself. This is like hungry people.
Penn and Teller are above reproach and above question, but Mother Teresa isn't? What have Penn and Teller really done to make the world a better place?
They put out a great television show called
Mother Teresa fed thousand.
That's what you think. 800-259-9231. She said
Penn and Teller said so.
She said it was godly to starve or something like that.
Let's see if I can dig up some more information. Jesus.
This is Free Talk Live. He does have long hair. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Ted Anders from Midas, August 24th, 2007. Gold, 660, 90 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $682.28, $336.65 for half, $168.33 for quarter. That's $682.28, $336.65, $168.33.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our website we give away, so enjoy those on us. Archives included. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the site. Downloading for free. Just go and click. Go to freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI.
SACL CAI. Bunch of good Christians, and they love Mother Teresa.
Is he a Christian?
I would assume.
I'm
reasonably... He's told me that, yes.
Okay. Anyway, that doesn't matter. That's not the point. If you want to get your money back, that's why you want to hire.
I thought I'd integrate that.
But yeah, if you want to learn more about Mother Teresa, just go to her wiki page, the Wikipedia, and look under the criticism section. There's all kinds of good stuff there.
How about this part that says here, by 1996, she was operating 517 missions in more than 100 countries. Over the years, Mother Teresa's missionaries of charity grew from 12 to thousands.
Were her missionaries
serving the poorest of the poor in 450 centers around the world?
Were her missionaries like the one in
Calcutta? I wonder if all those people were starved to death in those 517 missions in 450 centers.
Yeah.
I wonder if they were sticking bamboo shoots underneath their fingernails and stabbing them in the eyes with sticks. Just so they get a little closer to Jesus. You
yeah.
are out of your freaking mind.
Okie dokie. Anyway, yeah, you should just go ahead and do your own research on that one. 1-800-259-9231. So then, let's see. Let's go over to back to America and talk about the schools. At least one particular school system, Julia, has a story about mandatory drug testing. This is not just for football stars now, is it, Julia?
No, it's for any activity, including parking.
Parking?
Yeah, you can't park unless you agree to take weekly drug tests. Well, they're random, but...
Hold on. You have to be exposed to weekly random drug tests at your high school to be able to drive a car to school and park that car there in the parking lot?
That's correct.
Hmm.
Give me the scoop.
Alrighty. Basically, drug use is up, says the principal at the middle school in Kansas. At what?
How do they know that?
It doesn't say.
Polls? They ask their students. Their students say, yeah. When high school students fill out these things, they just Christmas tree them just for fun.
Well, there was
just
one
to screw with the bureaucrats.
Well, maybe he's got personal knowledge, you know, because there was one story we read, and the guy was actually recently sentenced. I saw an update on the story. There was a principal somewhere in America that was caught dealing meth out of his office. Now, it's alleged that he was not actually dealing to the kids, but hey, maybe this guy's actually selling the drugs to the kids, and therefore he can say. Pretty
or
sure that,
maybe
yeah,
drug use actually isn't up. They just want to implement this silly policy, and so
they're
they
making
say
it up.
That. It doesn't
yeah.
cite any sources.
Sure.
It just says, everything is up. At the middle
sure.
school level, it's primarily tobacco, alcohol, and pot. And at the older level, it gets heavier. As a result, the school district is expanding its random drug and alcohol testing policy. School officials will now pass out consent forms this Friday, which was today, actually.
Okay.
Now all middle and high school students will either agree to random urine testing or lose out.
So this is the entire school district?
That's correct.
Okay.
No schools, no privileges, no parking, no athletic events. What does no privileges mean?
Does athletic events mean you can't go to a football game?
Presumably, I don't know.
That's what it sounds like, and the privileges one sounds like if they just don't want to let you do something, that's sort of the word.
No more field trips.
Exactly.
You can't eat.
What is a privilege? How is that defined? I mean, no lunch for you? No bathroom breaks?
I'm not sure. Bizarre.
Very bizarre. So far, parents have been supportive of the change. They believe students not involved with
teams... They don't want their kids harassed in school.
They believe students not involved with teams or other activities may be more at risk. My mom was one of these people. She used to make me be involved in some sort of school activity
mm-hmm.
because she believed that that would keep me out of drugs, which is ridiculous because the high school football players and cheerleaders drink like you wouldn't believe, and they certainly smoke pot.
It's true. So what else?
All right. It's because they're not involved in something day to day or accountable to 60 other people on a team or organization, says parent about students' drug use.
I think it's silly that the parents believe that being on the football team is going to prevent their kid from using drugs.
Were they not in school recently? Did they not ever? That doesn't make any sense.
The idea that you're around more kids is somehow going to be some sort of a preventative effect. If anything, being around more kids will encourage you to use drugs and alcohol because it's fairly popular in high school to do out, you know, to drink alcohol and to do other drugs. And so if you're around people that are using drugs, they're going to peer pressure you into using it yourself.
Students who participate will be assigned numbers and randomly tested weekly by a drug testing company. If a positive test comes back, consequences range from not being allowed to attend extracurricular activities, so no going to football games, to expulsion. We're not hoping to catch a kid. We're hoping to help a kid, or two, or three.
Into a jail cell.
Yeah.
Well, now, it's not likely that they'll be put into a jail cell.
On to probation.
Right. Yeah, if they're caught with drugs in their system, that's not a jailable offense.
Yeah, but expulsion can be really... I was expelled from my high school, and it involved courts. It was basically me versus the state.
Hmm.
So an expulsion is not an easy thing at all. It does involve... And part of my court... the verdict I got was that I had to go to some sort of special schools, and they wanted to put me in... I mean, there was, like, juvie, and all kinds of stuff was threatened, and so
that's
it was
fun.
Really nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't fun at all.
You were just bad.
You know, this
I
is exactly...
Not.
We thought this was going to happen, because we've talked about the stories in the past where the government schools will make it so you have to take drug tests if you want to be on the football team. So if you want to be part of some of the extracurricular activities, they require drug testing. But we always knew it was going to expand out from there. And this is a perfect example of exactly how they're doing it.
Drug use is up. We need random tests for all high school students.
Middle schoolers, too.
Yeah, high school and middle schoolers in the district.
And taxpayers have to pay for this. We'll need some bureaucrats in charge of administering this program. We'll need to hire some people to take the urinalysis exams. We'll have to have some secretaries in charge of making sure that the right exams make it to the right people. Yes, we need a whole new department for this.
That's right, parents. Your kids are being pulled out from their classes so they can it's not like they're learning much in government schools, but there's a little bit of learning that goes on, or at least that could go on. But no, instead of being in class, they'll now be asked to go into a bathroom with a cup. That's how they're going to spend their time.
It seems like if you're going to have public schools, which of course we all don't agree with, but if you're going to have public schools...
I agree with public schools, I just disagree with government schools.
Right, government schools. But if you're going to have government schools, it's really not their business whether or not your child is doing drugs or not. That's the parents'
responsibility. Well, it is their business because they own you. They own you. It is a law that you must go to some form of schooling in pretty much every single state in America, at least as far as I understand. If you do not go to the government school and you are not enrolled in a private school or you are not being homeschooled, you are subject to arrest. And so, therefore, you are a serf. You're kind of like their little peon, and they can do whatever they want with you, apparently.
Well, I can't say I'm... it's not the most shocking, terrible thing in the world that all kids need to be taught to read. But I would say that this random drug testing of all students is just a big waste of time and money.
It's
sure
not going
is.
To prevent kids from doing drugs.
It's going to make them better at avoiding drug tests, I can tell you that.
Yeah, and cocaine's out of your system in 3 days. Do it on Friday night.
1-800-259-9231. So you're suggesting this could encourage more hard drug use. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan personal cooling system. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbing to the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site we give away, including the wiki, over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go and edit the wiki to your heart's content. Head on over to wiki.freetalklive.com to do that. That's wyki.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
800-259-9231, talking about a story out of, where was it, Julia, do you recall?
Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita, the entire school district in Wichita is going to be enacting a program starting, well, apparently today, they sent out consent forms to parents that basically said, you either consent or your kid's not going to have any privileges at school, whatever that means. We're still not quite sure. I guess
it includes parking, sports events, or any extracurricular activities.
So you can't attend the football game, you can't join chess club, you can't be a cheerleader, that sort of thing.
Right.
And so pretty much they're strong-arming parents into signing these agreements, which will make it so their kids are drug tested on a weekly random basis. That's right. Your young lady or male will be pulled from their class and taken into a bathroom. Perhaps they'll be watched. We don't know exactly how this is going to occur because you know, you have to be concerned. Although I suppose if it's random, most kids aren't going to have a urinator attached to the inside of their leg. You know, they sell these things that you can purchase that you strap to your crotch area, and you can sort of pull a little tube out of your pants and use the...
The ones who like to use drugs a lot probably will.
Yeah, you can use dog urine or something like that to actually make it look like it's yours. But if you're being watched, then obviously that sort of thing is impossible. So I wonder what sort of...
How does one acquire dog urine?
I don't know. I think it's actually easier if you just have a friend do it.
I would think so, too.
Yeah.
Trying to follow around the dog to get their urine. That's a bad job.
Well, anyway, the point is, I don't know how much observation is going to be involved here, but I imagine kids are going to be pretty uncomfortable, as is, just having to leave class to go pee in a cup.
You know, if...
What if you don't have to pee? I can remember being about 6 years old and having to go take some sort of a physical to go to school, and I didn't have to pee, and I remember the lady was very upset, and they were trying to make me pee and trying to make me drink water, and
but
I didn't
have
to go.
Pee.
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable. I didn't like it.
That's a great question. What if? Are they going to sequester you?
Well, that's likely what's going to have to happen.
Okay,
because
you
I can tell you, if I'm a 16-year-old pot smoker, I won't be drinking any water that day.
Funny, I don't have to pee.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And how random is it?
I never have to pee. I'll pee at my house.
What if I get sick while waiting to pee?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't feel good.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have a seizure. What do they do?
Who knows what creative ways the kids will come up with to weasel out of this.
Here's something that really bothers me about this the most. Is the only drug that really actually lasts in your system with regular use
marijuana.
Is marijuana.
How long does alcohol last for?
Like 24
hours.
Really?
Cocaine?
Okay.
3 days, 72 hours. MDMA, 72 hours. LSD isn't testable by urine test. So
they're going after the potheads, is what
they're
doing.
They're going after the potheads. They're going to encourage kids to do different drugs. Harder drugs.
Unintended consequences, anyone. Let's go to the phones. Amplifier line, Puke in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, all.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Let's see here. You guys were talking about this this kid that was sketching a gun last night.
Yeah.
And was he expelled or arrested or whatever?
He was suspended, not arrested, as I recall.
Right. And, when I was in high school, and when I was in school, period, I did the same thing. You know, I was constantly doing macabre stuff because I would be in a class, and I was bored, and I was pissed off because I didn't like the class.
Mm-hmm.
And, I would doodle stuff like that usually tended to be violent, and the teachers would ask me, and I'd go to the counselor, and eventually it led up to me being expelled.
Really?
Whenever I made some, not from drawing, but I made some comments that was a few months after Columbine. And, of course, because I had a principal that didn't like a T-shirt that I was wearing and told me that I had to take it off and turn it around.
What was the shirt?
It said, "I don't have a license to kill, but I do have a learner's permit." And so, he didn't like it. And there was another shirt that I wore at a previous time, like a few months earlier, that was a skateboarding shirt that had a picture of a little cartoon devil on it, and it said "The Power of Evil," and he didn't like that one either, just because it's just because he was an a-hole.
See, it's okay to have a Jesus shirt on at school, but it's not okay to have anything with anything representative of Satan.
Yeah, my school banned Marilyn Manson T-shirts were not allowed, no matter what they said.
Even though both concepts are equally as absurd.
Well, this is the sort of attitude that propagates this. In my opinion, these sort of demonic T-shirts are silly, but at the same time, that's the kind of thing that young kids wear.
Right.
Kids in high school. Why? Because adults don't like it,
right?
And they don't
exactly.
At that point in their life, they don't have the capacity and the ability to express themselves as well as they could, and so they put these T-shirts on, and they know that'll get a reaction.
So, are you suggesting, Mark, that if it was allowed, if kids were allowed to wear things like that, and adults didn't really make it look like it was a big deal, then they might just stop because they weren't getting the reaction they were looking for?
I would say that, but the problem is that it's going to grate against the adults, and they won't be able to stay quiet.
Yeah.
All of the adults at all the time will not be able to stay quiet. So therefore, the kids will get a reaction, so they'll continue to do it.
I didn't believe in God or Satan or any of that garbage in high school, and I wore a pentagram around simply for that exact purpose, Mark. Simply to irritate people.
Yeah,
and it worked.
And so, but my point is that now these schools are drug testing, and then kids going nuts and they start killing everybody in their school, and it, you know, then they wonder why. Like if I went to a school that was, because I was lucky enough that I graduated in 2000 before, you know, September 11th and all this crazy hoo-ha that's going on now.
Yep.
And you know, I probably would have ended up being one of these kids that figured out a way to get a gun, a shotgun, a flamethrower, and some pipe bombs. And I would have gone through my school if crazy crap like this had happened. And I would have, you know, because that's what happens when you push people and you push people and you push them.
Absolutely.
I think the Columbine kids were pushed by their peers more so, though.
That's true, but
his
but
point
like,
remains.
I'm pretty certain that their teachers probably didn't help in the environment of a public school at the same time.
You're absolutely correct.
There you go. Puke, thanks for sharing. Anything else on your mind?
I just called the Pope, and he said Mother Teresa was all right. She, you know, there's some stuff. That,
well, if the Pope says so, then all right. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Let's talk to the Gord Cat. Oh, well, let's not. He jumped off. 1-800-259-9231. So this is happening in Wichita, Kansas for now. But you can expect it's going to spread.
What about drugs like inhalants and gasoline and things like that?
I doubt those will stay in
the system. The most dangerous for your brain.
Right. Those don't show up in urine drug tests, do they? I seriously don't think so.
I can't imagine that they do.
So now you've got kids who are huffing gasoline and sniffing markers and spray paint instead of smoking a little pot. Great.
It's just awful news. And, again, you can expect this to spread. It may be coming to a school district near you. This is one extra reason. If you are a parent and you've got your kids in government school still, get them out. You don't know if your kids are using drugs. I mean, I hope that you have enough of an honest relationship with your kids to where you can talk to them about that and that you would know that if they were doing some drugs and that, you know, you'd give them at least a safe place to do them. At least, you know, be communicating with your kids. But if you aren't communicating, there's a good chance that your kids are doing some drugs that you might not know about it. And this could really... this could really hurt them. I mean, getting expelled from school, maybe even charges brought.
I can see why this is difficult for parents. I don't want my children, potential children, I have no children, potential children to do drugs. But I do know from my own personal experience that it's not the doing of drugs that's dangerous. It's the activities that go on around it. It's, you know, where it's done, how it's done.
Well,
you know,
doing drugs can be dangerous. I mean, inhalants are quite dangerous.
Right.
Fact.
What I'm saying is it's, but you know, it's the driving while drinking that's the problem. It's the people you're hanging out with and all the, you know, the kind of people that they get these things from. Those are the problems.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. Are you a parent with a young person in government school? If so, why are you keeping them there? What's your excuse? This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. SACROWEDGY.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free that we do ask you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff over at store.freetalklive.com. All kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise for sale. And I think you're going to be very satisfied with these products because so far, pretty much everybody has been. 1-800-259-9231 is our toll-free number. The store is store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Paula in Florida.
Hi, hon.
Hey.
I just want to let y'all know what you're talking about is very, very important. I'm glad you're talking about this.
Which part?
About the marijuana.
What about
it? Well, the thing is, our children, you know, you got a question of why they are doing this. Why psychologically are they running to something? There's something that they're running away from.
Hold on. Let's answer that question before you go on and expound. Do you drink?
No.
Okay. Do you take any sort of mind-altering substances?
No.
Caffeine? Do you drink coffee?
Decaffeinated.
Smoke cigarettes?
Yeah.
They're not mind-altering.
Okay. Nicotine? People get a buzz off of that, don't they?
Only if they smoke.
I don't.
Only if they smoke 10 cigarettes in a row. She probably did when she was 14 and started smoking.
Well, anyway, I think you're probably in the minority, Paula. Most people in America do alter their
state. It's part of the human condition, Paula. But people want to alter their consciousness.
There's things they can't deal with that they're trying to run away from.
I would totally disagree with you as somebody who has a lot of experience in drug using.
Why do you disagree?
But you have to wonder, why are they doing it to begin with?
Yeah,
okay.
I want to hear what Paula has to say about why it is that people might be running away. I think that
some people probably do drugs to run away, but I think that there is that sort of this label that's put on, the stereotype that's placed on all drug users that just
is not
always the case at all.
Right. Paula,
well,
I'm not sure we agree.
Some of it is, but
I want to hear. I want to hear your nugget of truth, so go ahead.
Well, I just think that, you know, the parents, I think, are probably not doing their job as far as parenting with their children and trying to lead them down. They're supposed to guide them down the right path. And I think this has a lot to do with it. I think we have a lot of messed up parents that aren't being the real parents that they should be. you know. And I mean, if you're led, if you're guided down the right path, this shouldn't be happening.
Now, so is it always wrong to alter one's state, Paula, in your mind?
To do what?
To alter one's state by ingesting a substance.
If it was meant to be that way, I mean, don't you think God would make it normal for that to happen without anything else?
It, in fact, is quite normal. If you find marijuana plants in the forest, for instance, and you monitor them for long enough, you will find that animals, such as deer, are known to come by and actually feed on the flowers of that plant, which contain the active substance of tetrahydrocannabinol, THC. Therefore, deer and other animals are actually getting high in the forest. Quite natural.
Well, they know what it's safe for them to eat, I imagine. I mean, God knows. I mean, he said he left every green herb here to keep us healthy.
So then you aren't necessarily opposed to marijuana use?
Not as, for medicinal purposes, I believe for medicinal purposes, that's it. And I mean, for anything else, I mean,
I can respect that. Paula doesn't use any drugs or alcohol at all.
I can also respect that.
But what I find hypocritical is people that drink and then want to enforce marijuana laws.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. Julia, did you have any other comments on, you know, how a regular person may not necessarily be trying to run away from something when they're utilizing?
I think that Paula has a point. I think that there are certainly some people who don't know how to deal with problems, so they drink, and lots of people drink that don't know how to deal with problems, and that's not a good way to deal with problems at all. But I don't think that it's fair to put that situation on everybody. Some people, I don't use drugs very often. I do use marijuana, but as far as other drugs, I really don't use them often at all. But I do enjoy them on occasion because they're fun.
Well, the thing is, I mean, I just believe that, you know, like these pharmaceutical drugs, they are so dangerous, they're unreal to begin with. We shouldn't even be taking them.
Some certainly are more than others. What are they?
They have side effects to all of them.
I can't remember what the...
Oxycodone?
No, the specific heart drugs, statin drugs, that are, you know, have been proven to be a problem.
Hmm.
Yeah, my husband was on stuff for his cholesterol and almost killed him.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that drugs are dangerous,
right,
Paula. I mean, there's a risk involved in taking drugs.
God left safe medicine here for us.
But there's also a risk involved in getting in your car every morning as well.
Well, that's true, too, yeah.
Some people like skydiving, for example. Some people like scuba diving.
Yeah,
people have all kinds of hobbies and things they like to do for fun.
Yeah.
There you go, Paula.
But altering your mental state, though, when you need your mind right.
Well,
you
it depends.
Know.
I mean, you don't always need your mind in its normal state. If you're sitting at home after a hard day at work and you fire up a marijuana cigarette, no harm is being done. And also, it's in fact very possible to be able to think and process when you're on, for instance, marijuana. Other drugs obviously affect your brain a little bit more seriously. But to be fair, I think that covers it.
Speaking of having one's...
Too, though, you know, another point you have to think about, we've all been intermarrying our own family for over 2,000 years, okay?
Whoa, I don't know about that, Paula.
Yes,
you're saying we're all related?
We're all Jacob's kids, okay? We're all one family. But the thing is that we have a lot of mental disease going on right now because of all this.
Hey, Paula, I meant to ask, speaking of mental disease, you talk to George Bush on a pretty regular basis. Is he going to leave office when it comes, 2009 comes around? Is he actually going to leave office, or is he
going
to declare martial law?
I think he's going to try to keep himself. Did you hear the latest?
I'm not sure.
That the neocons, they want genocide, and they want him to become emperor of the world.
Oh, my.
So the neocons want genocide, and they want George Bush to be the emperor of the world.
Now,
what's George say about this? I mean, is he likely to put on the mantle and carry the scepter of emperor of the world?
Yeah, he likes that dictator
idea. I mean, this is really crazy. I mean, the thing is, sure, he's from the royal house of David. But the thing is that he's not mentally right. He's on Prozac. He's been drinking aspartame poisoning. He's having blackouts. I mean, a doctor I know called his mom and said, you've got to do something.
That's awesome, Paula. Thanks for the call. Yep. We really appreciate it. She is connected, that lady.
She is. I love that stuff. I cannot get enough of that stuff. I'm telling you.
I think if George Bush was given the opportunity to become dictator of the world, he'd snatch it right up. He likes that idea.
It's the best thing for all of us.
He said, didn't he say at one point that, you know, if he were dictator, it'd all be a lot easier for him?
He is, after all, the decider.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to the Gourd Captain in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
Just one quick thing, your latest podcast update is undownloadable, like Libsyn.com is refusing they receive connections or something.
Are you in the Northeast?
Midwest.
Libsyn had some problems yesterday with something to do with their URLs and things.
Huh.
And
okay, because so I've gotten a couple of complaints.
It should clear itself up within 24 hours.
Okay, because it's still not working. Anyway, another short thing is you recently talked about taxing game income.
Do what?
They want to tax stuff you get in video games online.
Yeah,
like
you mean like in Second Life, these virtual worlds that people can do business in, and they can transact, purchase products and services in these virtual worlds. You're saying the government wants to get involved there?
Right. This is one quick thing. I just want to note that, you know, what if you're playing some, you know, the more traditional online game, and you find some rare item, suddenly you owe the government $80.
Right.
I mean, you know, the rarest item in the game I play, KOL, is like $413.65. Black market money transfer.
Absolutely. If let me make that a little clearer. Suppose you're playing EverQuest, which is an online adventure game where you can be an elf or a barbarian or an orc and cast magic spells at people and that kind of thing. If
you
find
cast magic
the magic mallet of muffin smashing, and this item actually can be sold on eBay to somebody else, so it has an intrinsic value. You know, say it can be sold on eBay for $100. You owe the IRS money for having found this lying on the virtual ground with your virtual orc, who now has the magic mallet of muffin smashing. You owe the IRS $20.
Anyway, here's the story I was going to get to. Pirate banned from using Linux. On Flash.com, originally iterating from TorqueFreak.com, a guy who uploaded the latest Star Wars video got arrested, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit copyright infringement and criminal copyright infringement, got a little conspiracy charges.
Mm.
And got jail and home confinement. As far as home confinement, he has to install some tracking software on his computer. The problem is, he's an Ubuntu Linux user. The government doesn't have any tracking software for Linux. So he's told he must use Windows for the term of confinement. It's like a case of cruel and unusual punishment to me.
For somebody that's into Linux, that is cruel and unusual punishment. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you.
I didn't even understand what he was saying. I'm sorry.
Guy
Linux, Windows, and...
He was convicted on piracy charges.
Uh-huh.
And part of his punishment was that he must install... He wasn't banned from using the Internet, which sometimes they do. He just had to install tracking software in order to use the Internet.
But there is no tracking software for Linux, and so he was forced to use Windows, and that's got to be tough for some guy who's big into Linux. Gotcha.
Exactly.
I didn't even get it. Sorry.
Now you understand. You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Video games, Ron Paul, government hospitals. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about in Ecuador. It's all coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.